The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericaempowerment.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Divorce Sucks, a smart girl's guide to doing it better with Laura Miola. Our program aims to take the negative aspects of divorce, the financial and emotional burdens, and turn them into opportunities, resources, and guidance to help you face your divorce head on and move forward. Now, here's your host, Laura Miola.
Hello, and welcome to Divorce Sucks, a smart girl's guide to doing it better. I'm Laura Miola, your host and a certified divorce coach. Divorce is change that happens to you and your family, whether you initiate it or not. And divorce is the end of a marriage, but it can also be the beginning of a whole new and better life. That choice is yours. So today I have Jenny and Scott Trick as my special guests. Scott and Jenny founded the Smart Divorce Network to provide a place for you to find smart solutions to your divorce questions. And the couple decided to create the Smart Divorce Network because of the difficulties Jenny went through during her divorce and the lack of information about divorce, step-parenting, and family change. So their goal in doing that is to help you overcome the challenges that come with divorce to create successful blended families. So welcome, Scott and Jenny.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
So I know that you met and were married after Jenny's divorce, and you were a single mom, right, Jenny?
Yes.
So tell me how you met. Tell me what happened.
Well, after my divorce, dated a lot. I used the dating website. I didn't have time to go meet people in a bar or in a restaurant, so I used that as kind of a ground.
That's what most people do these days, yeah.
Well, it's easier because you can weed people out based on, you know, the responses you get and whether you can tell if you're going to connect with them or not, just based on the emails you send back and forth to each other. So that's kind of a nice aspect to that. I was at my last ditch effort. Like, I found this guy that I thought was really cute. He had a lot in common with me, and I'm like, I'm going to try it. If it doesn't work, I'm done dating for a while, and now we're married.
That's fantastic. And so let me ask you, how did you introduce Scott to your kids?
We dated for about 8 months before we introduced him to the kids. It was kind of a unique situation because my ex-husband needed somebody to watch the kids, and I had already made plans with Scott that night to have a birthday party for his father. And so I decided, you know what, this was the right time. I knew that things were going in the right direction, and my kids got to meet the whole family on the first night that they met him.
Which was nice for both. It was nice for, you know, for I think the kids' sake and for my sake, you know, because, you know, there was a lot more people around, so it wasn't just, you know, me interacting with them or them interacting with me. You know, we could all interact and feel, you know, get a comfort level, you know, as the day night went on.
Yeah, and it was very casual, which was nice too. And Beth's sister actually owns her own daycare, so she's very involved with kids on a regular basis, and she really knew how to break the ice with them. And
so what was it like for you, Jenny, though, with the fact that, you know, here you are, you know, most people, including myself, you know, we're worried about our kids going through divorce. And then you're putting something on top of it. You're adding someone else potentially to the family.
It's very overwhelming, but it's very difficult because you don't want the kids to get attached to somebody and have something happen to your relationship and have another person ripped out of their lives.
Exactly.
So that's why we waited a while. I felt like 8 months was quite a while, and I knew things were going in the right direction. We really enjoyed each other's company. We both had the same goals. We both, everything just felt right. And you know when everything feels right that you're making the right decision.
Right. And so then you got married. And so what was the motivation for founding the Smart Divorce Network? You know, what was it that said, that told you, I have to help other people because went through this?
Yeah, I think it was, I just started, you know, I mean, I don't have any kids of my own. So, I mean, I was, you know, getting involved in a family environment now, and I was going out and looking for, you know, different tips and advice that I could find online. And there really wasn't a whole lot. I mean, there was a couple, handful of sites, you know, but they were, you know, one was lacking in something that the other had, and, you know, vice versa. And with Jenny's experiences that she had, you know, after hearing about all the things that she went through, I think, you know, we wanted to create a site that, you know, if you're going through a divorce at any stage, your stepmom, stepdad, you know, you're blending children together, you know, anything dealing with any of that, we wanted to try and, you know, create a central hub for all that information where, you know, we just opened up a community where people can go and chat among others, you know, in the situation or, you know, message and communicate with others going through the same type of situation. You know, so I think it was, you know, we're going through this. Why not try and help others go through it?
Absolutely. And it's so necessary. You know, with the work I do as a divorce coach, there's a lot of, you know, discussion around what it's like to be a single mom, or how to become a co-parent and how to step into the role of a co-parent. Nobody's really talking about step-parents. I mean, step-parents pretty much still have some of that, you know, mythology or stigma from, you know, the evil stepmom and things like that. You know, that it's not painted in a good light, and no one seems to be talking about what it takes to be a good step-parent, and you were actively looking for that information about how to do this the right way.
Yep. And the other thing was, you know, Scott came to me one day and said, you know, I want to start a blog or something. And so he's like, what do you know a lot about that we could write about? And I said, well, I know quite a bit about divorce. And so that's when we really started it and started diving into it and tried to get as many aspects of the divorce situation onto the website.
Well, and it's amazing how many people, you know, don't know anything about divorce when they go into it, but you certainly know a hell of a lot when you come out of it.
You sure do.
But people don't talk about it. A lot of people don't talk about their divorces. And I think if we did, maybe there would be less stigma around it, you know, less of an idea of failure. And I think part of that comes from the unknown, and you're helping educate people so that they don't have to deal with that and be as fearful, which is amazing.
Thank you.
So how did you had this idea for a blog. Not many people say, oh, I just went through this experience and now I want to help other people. But you actually did that, and not many people create websites out of that either. So how long ago did you found it, and what's been happening with the Smart Divorce Network?
Well, it actually first started as Broken Family Solutions, and just from other people telling us who are part of a broken family, they don't like the term broken family. So after hearing it so many times, we decided, you know, let's just, you know, start from scratch again and with a better name, a more positive name, and that's when we came with Smart Divorce Network. And I don't know.
Well, I know one of your co-founders is a psychologist, so can you tell me about that and how you pulled her in?
We came across Jamie because my divorce attorney said, I have somebody you guys that you and Scott need to meet. She had been through a very bad divorce, and she is a psychologist for a school district here in Wisconsin. And she was starting a outreach program for divorced families, single parents, anything of that nature within the school district. And so when my attorney had found out that we were starting this website, she said, you know, you really need to meet Jamie. You guys would pair well together. And so we met Jamie from my divorce attorney, and we in turn met with her, and we now help her with these outreach programs. And she puts them on every school year, and there's about four programs that she does throughout the school year, so that it's not all at one time and it's not taking too much time away from the parents and the kids, but still giving them the pertinent information that they need.
So is it helping just the kids in the school, or is it aimed at families?
It's families. Actually, what they do is they meet with the parents. And then the kids, they actually get to go into the gym of the school, and they get to play and meet new people. The last outreach program that we had was really cool because they had the parents in the room, and they actually got a bus for the kids to go to a local store. And the local store donated money for the children to purchase Christmas gifts for both of their parents.
Oh, that's sweet.
So it's just different dynamics that go together. There's always a financial person that comes in and speaks with the families. We talk about our website and what we can do to help other people. They also have a divorce attorney that comes in and talks. And
right. So it's just give them information and education and resources and like you said, Scott, a community.
Yeah, right. And then we also do like Love and Logic stuff, you know, that to help the parents, you know, with different ideas for their children.
And that's huge. That's huge because so many people in this process feel alone, and they feel that they don't have resources. You know, it's a difficult time.
Yeah, and it's amazing how many different types of people come out. There's parents that come out with their new significant other. There's parents that don't have the father in the picture, so they come alone. We had grandparents come so that they can learn more about the process and how this is affecting their own children that are going through a divorce. So it's been very beneficial for everybody of every generation and every situation.
And it's very unique. You don't find that many programs that are focused in this area. You know, most people think of lawyers, they think of therapists, but they don't actually realize that there are all these resources out there. We're going to take a quick commercial break, but when we come back, I really want to talk about, you know, how your kids accepted Scott into the family and the things, the resources you have for other people trying to do that kind of integration. Part of what I'm hoping to do with the show is help people redefine family and understand that they can preserve their family structure. It just looks at something different than it used to look. The Lego pieces go together to create something else. So I want to take a quick commercial break, but I want everyone to stay tuned for more great insights from Scott and Jenny Trick from the Smart Divorce Network when we return on Divorce Sucks, A Smart Girl's Guide to Doing It Better.
We're on Facebook along with some of the greatest minds of the world, and that includes you. Visit us on Facebook at Voice America Empowerment.
Follow the Voice America Talk Radio Network on Twitter. We're at Voice America TRN. You'll get the latest fix on what's happening with our shows, this week's featured guests, and general happenings that you should know about at the Voice America Talk Radio Network. Now you don't have to miss anything when you're away from your home or office. Just go to twitter.com/Voice America TRN or follow along with us at Voice America TRN, the Voice America Talk Radio Network. We're on the cutting edge of social media. Can you keep up?
We're making it easier to listen to the Voice America Talk Radio Network wherever you go. In addition to listening live, you can check out information about your favorite talk show hosts, discover new talk show personalities, add shows to your list of favorites, and listen to all our show archives on demand. All from your iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android. Download it from the Apple App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market, and get ready to tune in. The Voice America mobile app, powered by Aircast.
Have you friended us on Facebook yet?
Why not?
Just go to Facebook.com/Voice America or search for the keywords Voice America. Once you are part of our Facebook network, you'll receive daily messages about what's happening with our shows, this week's featured guests, and new happenings at the Voice America Talk Radio Network. And you can add your voice to the always active discussions on our wall. Just go to Facebook.com/Voice America or search for Voice America.
This is Divorce Sucks, a smart girl's guide to doing it better. To reach Laura Miola with a question or comment about our program, please send an email to Laura@MoxieLifeCoach.com. That's Laura@MoxieLifeCoach.com. Now, back to today's program.
Welcome back to Divorce Sucks, a smart girl's guide to doing it better. I'm here with Scott and Jenny Trick, who founded the Smart Divorce Network, which you can find at www.smartdivorcenetwork.com. which will give you resources, insights, and knowledge for step-parenting, co-parenting, being a single mom, all the changes you have in your family with divorce. And so before we broke, we were talking about the fantastic programs your co-founder had instituted in several schools. Has she started doing that outside that school system or growing that to other schools?
She hasn't started that. We're working on possibly doing that. And again, this is Jamie Kupkovitz, and she's a school psychologist who works with any family who's affected by divorce, and even family changes. She's helped us, you know, with our website, writing articles, and that's one of the goals that we're working with towards with her, is getting out into the community more.
Yeah, more on a larger scale, because right now it's more localized. And when I was talking to her before this last outreach program, she wasn't sure where she wanted to go, you know, if we wanted to expand and get more people, but now that's kind of where we're going towards.
Well, and that's great, because I think it's so necessary in this space, again, because people feel alone. And I think there needs to be more of a focus on kids, you know, not just how we're changing our roles in divorce. You know, we're not husband and wife anymore. We're, you know, co-parents or step-parents or, you know, like you, Scott, being jumping into a family that you didn't have before. I mean, that's a huge transition.
Yeah.
So tell me a little bit more about, you know, your kids and, you know, how they're doing with this blended family.
Well, we have an 11-year-old and a 13-year-old, and they are doing amazingly well. It's interesting because, you know, as a single mom, bringing in somebody in a relationship towards your kids or with your kids, you're very nervous of how things are going to go and how they're going to respect your children and how your children are going to respect them. And it seemed very easy at the beginning. We had the kids absolutely loved Scott, thought he was a great person. They thought he was funny. They had so much fun with him all the time, and they always wanted to see him more, which was very reassuring.
Yeah, dream come true.
Yeah, but you know, we ran into a couple of issues with my son just because, you know, he's got, you know, kids test the waters. They want to see what they can get away with and what they can do to try to push the limits, if you will.
And, yeah, all the time.
Mm-hmm, right. In a normal setting, and then, you know, in a divorce setting, you're even really pushing the limits to see what you can get away with in both houses. So we've, you know.
Yeah, and I think it came down to, I mean, even 4 years after they were divorced and Jenny's ex-husband is remarried, that you know, our son was, you know, trying to split us up, thinking that his mom and dad would get back together, even after all this time, and, you know, both couples are remarried, that, you know, a child still pushes for that. You know, now it's to the point where, you know, it's accepted and everything like that. But I mean, we did, you know, have a little rough waters because of that, you know, but otherwise, I mean, it's been, you know, pretty good. I mean, I, at the beginning, I mean, I, you know, kept my distance, you know, as in, you know, disciplining, anything like that. I didn't really do much at all. You know, I kind of, you know, just kind of, you know, I stuck up for them a lot, you know, just to gain their respect, you know, even in times when maybe I shouldn't have, but I did, you know, just because I know that I felt that it would only work if I could gain their respect and that it wasn't forced upon, you know. So, you know, I took my time and tried to do that, exactly. You know, and I mean, one of the things that I did was, I mean, I could tell that one thing that they lacked was, you know, laughing and smiling a lot, because they went through 4 years of, you know, I don't know if I can say, but 4 years of bad time. You know, I mean, it was rough for them, I'm guessing, as much as it was for, you know, Jenny. But so I tried to bring laughter into the mix, you know. So, I mean, a lot of times that, I mean, we still do it, is we'll watch, you know, go online on YouTube and watch funny fails. I mean, we do that all the time. And I mean, that's one of the things that I felt helped at the beginning, was just, you know, all laughing together.
So you created your own connection with them.
Right.
That was nothing to do. It was only between you and them.
Right.
And that's very special. So what would your advice be to people who are going through the same thing, where they're introducing someone to their kids that they're potentially going to be with forever? Like, what's your advice for those people?
I would say, don't force yourself on them, you know, try and gain your respect, you know, just like, you know, you want respect from others, you know, just kind of take your time and, you know, do what you can. You know, obviously you have to set boundaries, but I mean, you know, you just have to gain their respect, and things change after that happens.
Right, right. And I think a lot of people, you know, we look at it from where we are, and not often do we try to put ourselves in our kids' shoes and try to experience what's happening from their perspective. You know, it could be very intimidating to have a new person come into the family, especially when they're already confused about the divorce itself. So I love that you're saying that you create this connection. You have so much good advice for people in the work that you're doing. So let me ask you about the fact that they now have two families. You, Jenny, are married. Your ex-husband is married. How does that work? How does it work for the kids?
Oh, well, I mean, the schedule that we have with the kids works real well. It's been the same schedule since we got divorced. They don't really necessarily like sharing the holidays. They wish some holidays they could be with me when they're with their dad, but then on some holidays they're with us, they wish they could be with their dad. So it's kind of difficult, but we try to make it fun for them and surround them with all the family members that love them and care for them, and try to make it fun.
Fun seems to be a big element in your household. I love it.
It is. And sometimes I go a little crazy because they have a little too much fun. I've got football skid marks on the ceilings in my house, you know.
Nothing wrong with that.
No, nothing anymore. No, I used to have a problem with it. Now I just know they're having fun.
Well, and that's important after, you know, after those rough waters for a little while.
It is. And I think, you know, that aspect is something that the kids miss, because the parents are so wrapped up in the divorce and wrapped up in their feelings and what they need and what they want. And some people lose sight of what the kids need and what the kids want. And all they want to do is be a kid and have fun.
Yeah, but they do. To Scott's point, you know, kids want their parents to get back together.
They do. They do.
They really do. So how did you handle that?
Yeah, it was tough. I mean, when he was going through this period where he was trying to do that, how I handled it is I would try and talk to him, you know, and just say, hey, you know, I mean, you know, what are you having problems with? And I mean, some of his ways of doing things was like he wanted to, you know, sleep in our room or whatever, trying to get me angry, but I wouldn't. You know, I would just let him do it. And, you know, because I knew he was going through a phase that maybe needed to be gone through. I didn't know. So I just said, you know, let's just, you know, let it go. And then there was, other nights where he would be, you know, be banging on things and just trying, you know, trying to get me mad at him, but I didn't. You know, I just kind of, you know, let it go. And then, you know, there were, he would say, you know, he wants to talk to just his mom, and then she didn't like that. So then eventually I said, okay, I'll leave. And then, you know, he respected me because I walked away in some of those situations where he could just talk to his mom. And, you know, I mean, it was difficult at times, but I mean, we worked through it. And, you know, I mean, right now, you know, we haven't experienced anything like that. And, you know, since a long time.
Well, that's good news, certainly. But, you know, what's interesting about what you're saying, too, is that you're respecting his process.
You know, right.
You're respecting that they have to go through their own process and that they will learn from that process.
Exactly.
Right, and you can't really push him. Yeah, and I didn't want to really push him one way, and I didn't want Jenny to push him one way. You know, so we're just like, we just have to let him go through it and, you know, figure it out, help him. You know, ask him questions. What do you need? You know, Jenny, what do you need? And, you know, I mean, eventually he did talk to her, you know, and told him what his problem was.
Right. And a lot of kids can't articulate that. They don't actually know, you know, they're confused about everything that's going on. And we have to remember that kids are going through this divorce process in their own way. It's not just about us and the lawyers and the court system. You know, kids are experiencing a huge change in their family.
Yep.
And that's an amazing thing to think about and realize. And that's why your site, the Smart Divorce Network, is so important. Certainly as a divorced mom of two boys myself, you know, these are the questions that I always have is, you know, how are we going to help them in their process get to where they need to be? You know, and that's
right.
Hard to do.
It
so
is.
It sounds like you've done it very successfully.
Well, and sometimes you need to hear it from somebody else to know that what you're doing has worked or, you know, has been successful. And, you know, we try to lay everything out as easy as possible and, you know, give our situation and how we handle certain things and how it worked and how it, and if it didn't work, you know, what else did we try? And
well, and that's what's so great about this community aspect of your network. Like just knowing that there are other people who've gone through it successfully and can share their insights with me, that's huge.
Exactly. And, you know, what our goal is for the community is to be able to have people talk to one another and see what they've done or what their struggles are, what's worked for them, what hasn't worked for them. You know,
yeah, why should I recreate the wheel when somebody's already been through it?
Right, right. Or
exactly.
If somebody's having a struggle, hey, what have you guys done? Has anybody else been through this? You know, is this normal?
Well, is there? I don't think there is any kind of normal in divorce.
No, there isn't. But, you know, sometimes there are some situations that, you know, kids go through that, you know, like the grieving process or not, you know, knowing how to handle it. I think that's kind of normal stuff.
Right, right. Well, you know, we have to take another quick commercial break here. But this is all very valuable because so many people are struggling with these exact issues. I know I certainly did when I was going through my divorce and even sometimes now with my boys. But, you know, I want the audience to stay tuned to us. I've got Scott and Jenny Trick from the Smart Divorce Network, and we're going to continue this conversation when we return.
We're on Facebook along with some of the greatest minds of the world, and that includes you. Visit us on Facebook at Voice America Empowerment.
Follow the Voice America Talk Radio Network on Twitter. We're at Voice America TRN. You'll get the latest fix on what's happening with our shows, this week's featured guests, and general happenings that you should know about at the Voice America Talk Radio Network. Now you don't have to miss anything when you're away from your home or office. Just go to twitter.com/Voice America TRN or follow along with us at Voice America TRN, the Voice America Talk Radio Network. We're on the cutting edge of social media. Can you keep up?
We're making it easier to listen to the Voice America Talk Radio Network wherever you go. In addition to listening live, you can check out information about your favorite talk show hosts, discover new talk show personalities, add shows to your list of favorites, and listen to all our show archives on demand. all from your iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android. Download it from the Apple App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market, and get ready to tune in. The Voice America mobile app, powered by Aircast.
Have you friended us on Facebook yet?
Why not?
Just go to Facebook.com/Voice America or search for the keywords Voice America. Once you are part of our Facebook network, you'll receive daily messages about what's happening with our shows, this week's featured guests, and new happenings at the Voice America Talk Radio Network. And you can add your voice to the always active discussions on our wall. Just go to Facebook.com/Voice America or search for Voice America.
This is Divorce Sucks, a smart girl's guide to doing it better. To reach Laura Miola with a question or comment about our program, please send an email to laura@moxielifecoach.com. That's laura@moxielifecoach.com. Now, back to today's program.
Hey, and welcome back to Divorce Sucks, a smart girl's guide to doing it better. I'm Laura Miola, your host, and I'm back with Scott and Jenny Trick, co-founders of the Smart Divorce Network. So when we just broke, we were talking about the community aspect of your website. This is so unique. I, you know, obviously when I was going through my divorce and then as a divorce coach and a mediator, I was actively looking for resources. I was looking to see what was out there, not only for me personally, but also because I wanted to help people in this space and I wanted to know what was out there. I find it highly unique that you actually are building a community of people going through this, because so many people either are reluctant to talk about it, they don't know how to talk about it, they're consumed with fear, and they don't know what the process holds for them. So to have a resource of other people who've already been there and done that is just amazing. So in terms of what you're giving to people, like, how are you pulling them together, and what do you ultimately want to do with that?
Well, okay, so when I was out searching, I went into some of the forums that people had, and I mean, there was, you know, some people talking and that, but I just thought, I mean, what if we could do, you know, create something, you know, where you could have friends like you do on Facebook. And we do have the forum part of it, so you can do forums, but then you can create groups that's more like a step parenting group or stepfathers groups, where you can be a member of the group and then communicate just amongst, you know, that group of people, you know, and then there's, you know, chat, you know, you can chat with people, and it's just a way of communicating, because, I mean, some people, you know, Facebook's kind of like open to the public and everything. And I mean, you know, I think a lot of what people are going through, they don't really want to, you know, display in Facebook and that. So this is a place where, you know, you can, you know, similar, you can do all kind of the same things that you can on Facebook, but it's only more, you know, it's closed. You have to be a member to get in, and you know, then you're meeting with people who are, you know, the similar goals and similar issues that you've been through.
Yeah, and it sounds like the anti-Facebook, right? Because it is closed, because on Facebook people don't want to talk about their problems. They're projecting this image of this happy family and happy life. And it's ironic in so many ways that Facebook, they say Facebook is a huge contributor to divorce because of all the things that people get up to on Facebook, which they probably shouldn't, but they do. So you're actually doing the opposite, which is, you know, helping people with very specific issues in specific areas of need. So I'm assuming that, you know, these people are coming in to talk about being a single mom or being a step parent or, you know, specific, like, I need help with my kids. Is that right?
Yep, that is correct.
That's great. That is correct. And then, I'm sorry, and you also have articles and educational resources. Like, how do you find that?
Well, the articles, a lot of them we wrote, Jenny wrote, I wrote. You know, I've just done some outreach with some other people who I know you've written a couple articles for our sites. And Jamie, you know, and just some people who, you know, who are in our little circle that we've grown from doing this, you know, so these people write, and the resources are, you know, just more people who I've, you know, met as going through this. And I know, and all the books were books that Jamie Kupkovitz recommended that people read, you know, if they're going through, you know, certain situations, those are the ones that she recommends. And one of them is a DVD that I actually watched with my stepdaughter to get, you know, just to see how it was. And then we gave our opinion on how the DVD is for children going through divorce, you know, and we both thought it was pretty good and valuable for children to see. So we posted that in our resources. And, I mean, that's pretty much it. It's just from outreach, you know, being, you know, having our website up and interacting with other people who have websites that are similar or you know, want to help people who are going through those situations.
Yeah, and hopefully, you know, people are going to be coming to you now because you're sort of compiling this repository of all this information and this community where they can express what's going on in this process. You know, all the frustration, all the fear, all the anger, but also provide all the help necessary to reinvent what you're doing in a positive way.
Right.
So I think it's serendipity that you and Jamie found each other.
Yeah.
You know, divorce can connect us.
It does. And, you know, I think also, you know, we've had a couple people write for us that have been through a divorce. And I think that's a very good, what's the word I'm looking for? It's a very good way of expressing how you feel without having to express it to people you physically know, because they hear it all the time and they see it. And in this way, like, it's almost like
cathartic. I think it's cathartic.
It is. It's very, I'm drawing a blank here. It's just very reassuring to get your feelings out there and know that people are going to benefit from it.
Well, you know, it's ironic you say that. When I started writing articles, my articles on divorce, it was initially to process what I had gone through. You know, mm-hmm. All of my articles are really mostly about my experiences and my perspective and my point of view. And I love that you're getting different perspectives because we all experience it differently. You know, each of our divorces is so unique. There's common elements, but obviously our context is very different. So there's a lot of voices. You're letting people use their voice in this process. And you're giving them a forum for that, however they want, whether they're writing, whether they're chatting, whether they're, you know, in these groups. So that's some great work that you're doing.
Thank you.
Absolutely. I mean, and so necessary. You know, certainly in my divorce, you know, it's all about the lawyers and, you know, and the money, and it's not about what really counts, which is, what are you going to do with your life next? What are you going to do with your life? How do you envision your life? How are you going to maintain this sense of family as you move forward with your children?
Right.
And you're putting a spotlight on that specifically. So yep, what else do you want to do with the network? What are your future plans?
Just to, you know, grow it where, you know, it'll be a place where people can go to gather information and you know, make it through their divorce, you know.
Knowing they're not alone.
Right. That was huge for me in my divorce.
Yeah,
as I'm sure it was for you, Jenny.
Well, you know, my divorce, I don't know how long ago you were divorced, but my divorce, when I first went through it, it was very difficult because, A, there wasn't very many resources online. It was very new. Not very many of my friends were, actually none of my friends had ever been through a divorce.
Yes, so you're all alone.
Right. I did feel like I was alone for quite a while. And I don't want people to feel that way.
No, and they don't need to.
Right.
I mean, that's the point of everything that I do, everything that you do. I mean, what you're doing is a labor of love. You're putting all this time and effort just to turn this experience into a positive connection for your family and for the world around you.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's a lot. Like, you're putting a lot of effort in. Like, how much time do you think this takes you?
It takes quite a week. It takes quite a bit of time, you know, and we also had talked to the kids about doing this. And when they found out we were doing this, they thought that it was really cool that we were willing to give our time and our efforts to help other parents out there.
right, going through a similar situation.
You're modeling this behavior for your kids.
Right.
Were you aware of that when you were doing that? Did you actually think, I'm showing them that I have purpose in my life?
Not at first, because that's not the first thing that comes to your mind when you're starting stuff like this. But after the first like week or two, I think, after we were working on it quite religiously, then yeah, it really did, it's almost like being a role model to your kids, like showing your kids that you can take a bad situation and turn it into something good.
Not only good, but you're building something that could be even bigger.
Right.
And do they help you with it? Are they involved? Obviously, they're giving reviews and critiques now, so.
They are, actually. My stepdaughter thinks it's pretty cool. When we're writing articles and stuff, we'll ask the kids for their input and if they have anything that we could add into the article. So stuff like that. We're slowly trying to get them to do some of their own things, like write a book for divorced kids or, something of that nature. But
article to start with.
Right.
Yep.
We just haven't gotten them on board with that yet because they're so involved in their friends and everything else. So
they have their own lives, regardless of what we think.
Yep.
Right. And I want them to still be kids, so.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But it's good for them to see how much effort you're putting in to make change in your world. And you've made
right.
a huge change in the family, but you're turning that around in a positive, healthy way, which a lot of people just don't know how to do.
It's difficult to do. I know myself, I found myself a couple times in a situation where I would be like, I didn't know what to do from minute to minute, like when my kids were gone and I had nobody
yeah.
with me. It's, so it's not.
It's hard. We don't know what we don't know. And
right.
we can't know until we go search for answers, and we can't search until we know that there's a repository and a network like yours. So we're
right.
actually going to take another quick commercial break, but I want everyone to stay with us for more with Scott and Jenny Trick from the Smart Divorce Network when we return on Divorce Sucks, A Smart Girl's Guide to Doing It Better.
We're on Facebook along with some of the greatest minds of the world, and that includes you. Visit us on Facebook at Voice America Empowerment.
Follow the Voice America Talk Radio Network on Twitter. We're at Voice America TRN. You'll get the latest fix on what's happening with our shows, this week's featured guests, and general happenings that you should know about at the Voice America Talk Radio Network. Now you don't have to miss anything when you're away from your home or office. Just go to twitter.com/Voice America TRN or follow along with us at Voice America TRN, the Voice America Talk Radio Network. We're on the cutting edge of social media. Can you keep up?
We're making it easier to listen to the Voice America Talk Radio Network wherever you go. In addition to listening live, you can check out information about your favorite talk show hosts, discover new talk show personalities, add shows to your list of favorites, and listen to all our show archives on demand. All from your iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android. Download it from the Apple App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market, and get ready to tune in. The Voice America mobile app, powered by Aircast.
Have you friended us on Facebook yet?
Why not?
Just go to Facebook.com/Voice America or search for the keywords Voice America. Once you are part of our Facebook network, you'll receive daily messages about what's happening with our shows, this week's featured guests, and new happenings at the Voice America Talk Radio Network. And you can add your voice to the always active discussions on our wall. Just go to Facebook.com/Voice America or search for Voice America.
This is Divorce Sucks, A Smart Girl's Guide to Doing It Better. To reach Laura Miola with a question or comment about our program, please send an email to laura@moxielifecoach.com. That's laura@moxielifecoach.com. Now, back to today's program.
And welcome back to Divorce Sucks, A Smart Girl's Guide to Doing It Better. I am back with Scott and Jenny Trick, founders of the Smart Divorce Network, which you can access at www.smartdivorcenetwork.com. So we've been talking about all the resources that are on your website for people going through divorce, people thinking about divorce, going through divorce, after divorce, reinventing your family after divorce. And you say that you write a lot of these articles as well as getting different perspectives from other people. How do you find the topics that you want to write about?
Well, me personally, I have written a lot of articles based on my experiences. Once I have exhausted all those experiences, which I'm kind of at the point right now, I like to go onto the website and just Google the word divorce or Google something that has to do with divorce and just get an idea of some different keywords that people are including in their articles or their books and trying to mentally think of something that I maybe went through that I couldn't, that I didn't write about or that I forgot about.
Right, that they can, you can relate to from your experience.
Right.
Well, I'm curious. Sorry, Scott, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say another thing that I do sometimes if I you know, I'm searching for something to write about that I think people want to hear is you can go to like Amazon and like I'll search for a book on step parenting or step something like that. And if you go just open it up and look at some of the subjects of the different chapters, that gives you a lot of ideas too. And then I just give my perspective on that.
Right, right. And you know, if listeners, you know, go to Smart Divorce Network and sign up to be part of these communities, you're going to have a rich forum for understanding, you know, your audience and what they're going through. And that's rich content right there. That's telling you these are the issues people are facing today. Because divorce today is not like divorce 20 years ago.
You know, correct.
The face of divorce has changed, and because you have this community, you're going to be, you know, in front of what's really happening with divorce today, wherever it is. You're going to be at the forefront of these things. So, how are you going to use that?
Well, we'll be able to see what people are talking about, and either, you know, see if anybody has any ideas of things that they want to hear about. We ask that sometimes of the people that we that follow us on Twitter or Facebook, we'll ask what they want to hear about and we'll write about it.
That's fantastic.
And also we have a place where people can like sign up for updates on our website. And when they sign up, I mean, we, you know, stay in contact with them and ask, you know, what do you want to hear about? And, you know, some people will respond and tell us, you know, what they're looking for. And then we'll, you know, if it's something related to something we're doing, we'll write an article. If it's something more professional that, you know, a coach or a psychologist would write about, we try and find somebody and ask them to write, you know, something about it.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. It makes your community that much more active, you know, that they have this voice in what you're doing and how you're growing the Smart Divorce Network. So I love that. I'm going to sign up. I'll tell you right now. And I should have. I didn't even know you were doing community stuff. So this has been a great eye-opener for me. And I'm always interested in seeing what other people are saying and where they are. And I think you probably know I do like a 60-minute free consultation for anyone who wants to call me just because people need to tell their story.
Right.
You know, we all have that story. And we all need to be able to talk about it. Again, it's very important work. So where do you think Smart Divorce Network is going to be a year from now? I want to hear about the grand dreams you have.
I think that, you know, we'll have, like, the community we just opened up not too long ago, so it is pretty new, but, you know, one year from now, I can see a lot of people in there using the community and a lot of people like you, some coaches and some therapists also in there, you know, giving their advice along with us, Jenny and I, who are just, you know, normal people who, you know, have been through a divorce or are step-parenting. You know, we're not doctors. We're not therapists. We're not coaches. We're just, you know, the average person who is, you know, going through a unique situation. You know, who
but we all are. That's what makes you guys so awesome.
Yes.
Because you're doing something about it.
Yes. so I mean, a year from now, I would hope that, you know, we have other people like you who can help us, you know, help everybody else in the community.
Well, I'm sure we'll be talking about that, Scott.
Yes. All right.
Absolutely. Great. But, you know, again, you, I think that's what has always impressed me about you both is, you know, since I came to know you, what, like a year ago, is that you are, you know, I'm doing air quotes here, ordinary people who are doing extraordinary things for the world. So if you guys don't give yourself credit, I will definitely.
Thank you. That's been one of our goals is to touch. I mean, one of our goals was to at least touch one person. And I think we've exceeded that goal by a pretty high margin. And it's very rewarding to know that we can help other people.
Absolutely. And it's the reason why I do what I do as well, because I don't want anyone to go through what I went through in my divorce. And I'm not saying I had a terrible divorce. It's just the divorce process can beat you down, and you need to have that community. And
right.
You are providing that in a unique way. That's not just the people around you, friends and family, who might or might not support what you're doing. So you're giving people that connection to people going through the exact same thing.
Correct.
Well, I'm definitely signing up, so you'll see me there. And,
okay.
You know, so I want the audience to know you can go to Smart Divorce Network at www.smartdivorcenetwork.com. And, Scott, you just sign up? You just give them your name and email, and that's it?
Yep. You go to the words of community and sign up. And then it can take up to 24 hours before approval, because we approve everybody, just because there's so many people who are signing up for other reasons. So I try and, you know, keep them out of it. So I personally, you know, check everybody before they and send them their login credentials.
Wow. So you're really making sure that this is a authentic and genuine
Yes. Type
of people.
Yes.
Which not everybody does. So that's like this extra level of effort that you're putting in to do that, to make it actually a higher quality community.
Yes.
That's amazing. Well, I have to, you know, just say thank you to you both for everything that you're doing with the Smart Divorce Network. Thank you for being my guest today. I'm honored that you're doing this work, and I'm honored you're on the show today.
Thank you. We're glad to be here.
Well, that's fantastic. And you know, so I really want people to go to the Smart Divorce Network, see what they have, find those resources, and be a part of that community if you're experiencing these issues. And for the audience, please tune in next Thursday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. I'll be chatting with Monique Klass. She's a certified family nurse practitioner, clinical nurse specialist in holistic health, and a wellness educator who's experienced the physical impact of divorce in her patients. So tune in next week, and until then, speak your truth, even if your voice shakes.
Thank you again for listening to Divorce Sucks, A Smart Girl's Guide to Doing It Better. Please join Laura Miola again next Thursday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. Have a good week.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.